Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hi, everybody. This is actually Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach, subbing in for Dee today. She had an all-nighter shooting and was exhausted, so she's so sorry she can't be with you guys today, but I will be here and hopefully help you in the best way I can. So a couple announcements for Dee first, which is she is doing a politics webinar that is free, you guys, on, ironically, September 11th from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it's really, if you're super triggered by what's going on the planet right now, then I would tune in because it is very difficult for so many. I know I have a lot of friends and clients that are struggling with a lot of the stuff that's going on. So this is going to help you balance your energy around it and add to what we want to create instead of adding to what we don't want to create. Also on September 12th, Dee will be live on Beyond the Ordinary with John Burgess, and she will be sending more details about that and the time and when to check it out in the e-blast. So stay tuned for that as well. So super random, guys. I am not sure where Steven, the producer, is. Usually he's on and as you guys know, kind of checking you guys in. So he is not here this morning. I hope he's okay. So if I see your caller.
I finally made it.
Oh, you made it. There you are. I was like, where did it go? So he'll be checking you guys in a moment. Thanks. I'm glad you're here, Steven.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, good. So I just had to jump on. Luckily, I do this myself, so I know how to do it by myself. So that's the good news. All right, guys. So let me chat with you. Though on my own show, I do my own show. So if I don't get to you guys today, I do have my show that is live next Saturday, September 7th, 9 a.m. And that is Blog Talk Radio / Intuition by Nadia. So if I don't get to you today, because we have a lot of callers, so I'll try to move through as quickly as I can. I like to reach as many of you as possible. The other thing I do, guys, if you're not subscribed, I do a free energy update every single month. I do a video and a little energy update around the energies that are coming up in September. I'm not going to go through them today, but if you want to check them out on my website, intuitionbynadia.com, and subscribe, I will be happy to send them to you, and I will go through that on my show next weekend. Okay, but what I did want to chat with you guys this morning is I always do this before Dee's show. I kind of channel and go, okay, what does this audience need to hear today? And the biggest thing for you guys is around money and abundance. Money and abundance and health seem to be the two dominant issues. And they're both so connected because they're really about survival, you know, survival fear. It's the most primal thing. Even in back in the day when before there was money, there was still this sense of I need to have something to trade or I need to have something. So it's this survival fear around the body as well. When our body is suffering, we can't do the things we need to do. So these are the two things that I feel like is really dominant with this group. The key with money stuff, you guys, and I see this so much, the same mistake, and I do have on my website, a 30-minute talk with workbook on how to turn around money stuff on my website, because money is such a massive issue for people. It is so tied to your value and your sort of self-esteem. And so when you look at, do I know how valuable I am? Do I feel like art is valuable in the form of money? Do I feel like being a good person is valuable? Do I feel like having integrity is valuable? And really shifting, because the planet has really, you've seen people like Donald Trump who cheat and lie and gain money because they're selfish. And that's where we sort of go, okay, I don't want to be a part of that energy, instead of the reason he created abundance is because he was single focused on it. And those of us that are very sensitive and very open and very humble and very caring, we tend to be less single-minded. We don't go, I'm going to do whatever it takes. I deserve that money. He knows he deserves it because he's a narcissist, right? So for us, it's about how can I get to the place of knowing my value and knowing that me contributing good energy and an open heart deserves money. And even that mindset, even switching that in your brain will create more money. Also, if you have debt, if you're looking at your bank account, if you get that anxiety every single time a bill comes in, you got to turn that around. You got to sit and go, what does this make me want? I'm allowing in this moment, I'm calling for more money. Instead of I don't have, listen to what you're calling for. I'm calling for more money. I'm ready to let it in. And sometimes we need to start with, I want to believe I'm valuable. I want to believe money can come from anywhere, because sometimes we can't jump there from where we are. But knowing your value and really being willing to open to your full abundance and health, because abundance and health are really tied. So around the health and the body, and I've said this a million times before, and I stole this from Abraham Hicks, but when she said it, I was, oh my gosh, yes, that pain is the body calling for energy that you're not allowing. So if you're in pain, if you're in chronic pain, if you're suffering in your body, it's because there is your body's trying to process for you. It's trying to do this for you. So if you can allow more and let go of the desperation or the focus on the pain, listen, when you got something major going on in the body, there's no one knows better than me how hard it is to let go of that focus on the pain. But I notice it with my kids. Like if you see children, there's been studies that little children heal twice as fast as adults. So if you broke your arm, an adult wears a cast for 6 weeks, a child wears it for 3 weeks, because their ability to regenerate is exponentially higher than ours. Now we can say, oh, it's age and it's this or it's that. It's not. Our cells are supposed to be able to regenerate at that same level for the rest of our lives. The problem is, when my son gets a cut, he forgets about it the next day. If he hurts himself, he's over it. He's so focused on the playing and the task that the body just heals itself. He forgets all about it. We obsess and focus on things incessantly. So this is about redirecting your energy towards opening up to all the options available to you in forms of healing, in forms of money, in forms of abundance, in forms of passion and career, in forms of joy. Guys, so hopefully that let's get the callers. I love chatting with you guys. Let's start with Paula from California. Hi, Paula.
Hi, Nadia. I guess I'd just like to have a general.
Okay. Let's see what's going on with you today. All right, Paula. Let's see the highest things for Paula to look at today. All right. Well, we are going to your sort of psychic connection. And they're showing me the sixth chakra, which is the chakra in your third eye. Okay, so that's your perception and the way you see your life. So it feels like what I was talking about in the beginning, you still kind of get stuck in that what is this, of what is going on, instead of how do I want to see it? What's my vision for how I want to see it? And show me that more instead of what's in front of me.
Right.
Already physically
it's true.
Manifested. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you find is your bugaboo that you kind of pulls your focus into negativity?
Yeah, just everything going on, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm really working on like, what do I want, and try and just really focusing on that and staying on that instead of going, you know, back into the old way of looking at things.
Exactly. And it's really easy. You know, my husband struggles with this a lot because he's in like the technology business world, and there's a lot of sort of rules that have been set up, and it's really easy to just focus on what's already been manifested instead of what we want to manifest. And that needs to be the shift in your perspective. This is just an indicator of where I'm putting my energy. Okay. So,
yeah.
You know, does that make sense? Instead of this is the end all be all. When it comes to money or where my life is. This is just a jumping off point.
Yeah, and where I work is totally represents the old. It's like, you know, the old, like a, in a school, you know, with that old infrastructure. And just being part of that, being like in the second class citizen and like saying, no, I'm not, I, that's not my belief system, you know.
Right.
So I'm just,
right.
But I'm in it, you know.
Yeah, so. You have to look at what is it bringing up and what does it make you know you want. And the second class citizen thing, that's you. That's how you feel.
Yeah.
That's the, your feelings of less than. Those are your feelings that you're carrying with you into the present that you want to go, how do I want to feel? I mean, that's another great question to ask yourself. How do I want to feel?
Right. Exactly. That's
and this is around
I'm
what
getting...
I was saying about knowing your value.
Right. It's exactly. And I just have to do it.
Yeah. And I tell this to people every single week. It's not going to happen overnight. It is a conscious part at first because you're in such habits of negativity and looking at things the way everyone else on the planet does is has so much momentum. So these are like, I say, physical therapy for your mind in a way. You have to start shifting your perspective. And as you open up, it's actually so much faster because that higher perspective will take hold really quickly because it's really who you are. As Abraham would say, you're just holding the cork underwater. And then as soon as you let go, it will float pretty quickly.
I like that feeling.
Yes. So try that, Paula, and keep me posted. But you got to try for like a solid 30 days. I find that 30 days is like the magic number where things really click over.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
Thanks, Paula. Next, I have Joy in Cape Cod. Hi, Joy.
Hi, Nadia. It's been a long time. I'm so glad you're on.
Sure has. Thanks.
You'll probably tell me I know the answer myself this time, too, but I'm going to ask you anyway.
All right. Please do.
Because I don't know that I do. I've been working with an ascended being for about over four years, and we did all kinds of stuff that we needed to do personally and other things. And now I'm ready for something else. I know what it is, but I just want to make sure that I'm not blocking it in some way or there isn't something holding me back because I know when I try and it's not the time, it's painful. So
I think that it sounds like you're being called forward as opposed to trying to force your way forward.
Right.
And there, you know, it's such a fine line that we talk about, and I understand your question, but I do get that you are being called forward toward your, you know, personal healing and happiness. I feel like that's the pull forward. So I do get a yes on the new direction. What I would say to you too, Joy, is paying attention to that discernment of, you know, I always tell people when you want to do something, then it's a yes. That's simple. If you're like, oh, I don't want to do this, but I should, then it's no. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, I know it's a yes. There's no doubt about that. And I'm fine with it. It's just that with the work we've done, when he came to work with me, I was much lower in the vibration than he expected. Sure. So I struggled with him for a long time. Not with him, but anyway. And I know some of it was because of our connection. I thought I should do better, do faster, do this. And so it was a lot more painful than it needed to be. Now,
I don't want to be that way. You weren't giving yourself the incremental. You were trying to force yourself into a spot instead of going, I am where I am, and let me accept that and allow myself to move up the ladder naturally.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. I feel like there's something else for you, Joy. So hold on one sec. Okay, let's see.
Sure.
Joy today. So I'm going to your personal connections on this plane. I feel like almost you're more comfortable with spiritual connections as opposed to human connections.
Well, I have more of them, I guess you could say, yes.
Right. So bringing that same openness that you do when you're bringing it to your human connections, because that's really, the piece that's going to really open you up, because you, this is the you ready to be a teacher, you ready to bring your full self to the table. You've done enough work on yourself where you really are the uplifter you're ready to be. I always say to people, I'm not, you know, me and Dee, we're always working on ourselves. It's never that you're done. It's that you're, it, you know how to do it. And you have the tools and you're using them, you know? And I feel like this is a great time for you to bring that into your life, because that's really what your soul's asking for, is that human connection where you can really experience it in a physical form. That connection, that spirituality, that love, that fullness of who you are in the physical body. With
well,
other
I can understand. I can understand that in the fact that, because he doesn't have a physical body, but he's my male counterpart. And
right.
So
and you're ready for the real male counterpart. Right. So it's opening to feeling that connection on this plane. Are you with me?
I am, but I don't know that I want to do that.
Well, I'm just reading your energy, and I think
I know. All right,
I'm telling you, I'm going to put it this to you this way, Joy. You do want it, but you're afraid to want it, and so there's just some stuff there that I would unpack, because you do want it. I mean, I'm just saying from the core of your being, but it's like this, you know. If you've gotten punched in the face a bunch of times and disappointed, why would I let myself want that? Why would I even desire that? But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a higher spiritual connection in a physical body, not what you've experienced before.
But not, the thing is, I have a physical experience with this being. And I don't.
I'm just going off you, Joy. So you can, it's your life. I'm just telling you what your inner being is saying to me, that you're calling for something more. You're calling for someone who can sit in front of you and hold your hand and hug you and talk to you. You're not calling this, you're saying right now, this is enough, but I'm getting a no. So I'm just saying, I'm going off your inner being. If your inner being is going, I don't want to want that, but I do. It's kind of like someone going, you know, like Dee will say, I don't want to be a big, big star, but I kind of have to acknowledge that I want that. But I've been there, done that, so I keep making myself smaller. He's like, oh, you know, I keep going to smaller films because I don't want to acknowledge I want that, you know, because I'm afraid I won't get it. I'm afraid it doesn't exist or whatever it is. And it's a similar vibe I'm getting. So just sit with it. It's up to you. Just sit with that and see how it resonates.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Joyce. I got Miss Robin in California. Hi, Mama.
Can you believe it?
I'm loving it. Don't you love it here? It's the best.
So far, it's amazing. It's miraculous.
Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, that's great.
So what can I help you with today? So I'm on board with what you said at the beginning. It's about survival and... So I'm not sure if it's about parenting because I'm living with my adult daughters again, or if it's just about both daughters, two daughters. So if it's money, if it's parenting, but man, I am in survival mode all of a sudden.
Right. Well, you definitely feel like you're in a state of emotional overwhelm and your whole life has been turned upside down and here you are, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing a sort of natural resolve of things, so I wouldn't worry too much about your girls. I mean, how old are they now?
20 and 23.
Yeah. You know, you're done. And the way I mean by that is, you know, they're their own people, and all you can do is love and support them and give them, you know, the unconditional support of, hey, if you want to do that, I would feel this way, but it's your choice. You're a grown person, you know, really giving them room to be who they are and focus on you. It does feel like there's a sort of negative emotional influence going on. Do you know what that is? Is that the money? I get a no. It almost feels
probably.
Like a person. I don't know. Is it hold on. Is there, how is it going with your work here? Can you work here?
Not yet.
Okay, so that's where I think we're going to this sort of belief that there's something in your way of working.
Okay.
know what I mean? Like there's an entity in your way of making money or working. But okay. It's almost like personalized. It's really weird. What do you see as your obstacle in working for money?
Well, I let my license go in Colorado, and I don't want to get my license here. And
right.
I want to start these programs, but they're not in fruition yet. They're not manifested yet.
All
they
right,
require
so
my
like
effort.
Is right. So what's in your way of making the effort?
Right. The short answer is time and focus. There must be some fear of success.
Well, and I think you go, oh, it's not going to work anyway. What's the point?
Okay.
You know, you're going, okay, I'm going to do all
that.
Yeah, and then what? Then I'm afraid, you know, do you see what I mean? Everything you've done is your clients, right? Now, you know, in order to do what I do, I gave up my California licensure. Do what I do now because I can't see people around the entire world if I'm licensed in California only, right?
Right.
So what I would do for you right now is start opening to, God, it still feels like, is it, maybe it's one of your daughters that's influencing you. I was looking at you influencing them as a parenting, but maybe it's one of your daughters that's influencing you in a negative way.
Yeah, that could
okay.
be.
I think that's what we're going to, because it keep taking me back to this person that's kind of, I don't want to say mean to you, but I want to say almost disrespectful.
Yeah, scared. She's scared to death.
Of course. But how is it affecting you?
I feel like a bad mom.
Okay. Okay. So are you comfortable talking about like a specific situation?
Yeah, she, doesn't have a job and is 20 and doesn't know what she wants to do with her life, and I think expects me to fix it, and I feel like I should.
So I think that this is the big issue, because I think you guys are both kind of in a similar place.
Yeah.
And I think what a great gift to go, hey, I totally understand, and you know what, I'm in the same place, I feel like I'm starting over, so let's together sit down and be creators and go, what do we want? Let's say, what do we know? Let's sit down together. What do you know you love? I don't care how crazy it is. I don't care if it's surfing.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's Instagram. I don't care. Let's focus on what we do know that we love.
Okay.
And let that light the path. And I would use it as an opportunity to be the creator you are and teach her that she is the creator of her own experience. And I think this is a huge gift from the universe for both of you.
Okay.
You know, instead
of,
it's not my job to fix it, it's my job to empower you to create it.
Yeah.
You feel the difference in that, right?
I do. I really do.
It's a massive difference. And for yourself. And then you're going to give, like I said, when we teach, we learn, right? So.
That turns out to be life. Yep.
Turns out to be life, and especially with our kids. And that's why you picked her, because I think that that's going to be a massive turnaround for you, because it's going to empower you to remember who you are as you teach her who she is.
Great.
All right. Yay. Thanks.
Great. That will be my thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Next, I have Coral from Wisconsin. Hi, Coral.
Hi. Okay, I honestly, I'm not even sure why I'm on the call, first of all, because literally
I love it.
At 10:44, the call just jumped in front of my face. And
wow.
All of a sudden,
okay.
I realized it was Sunday, and it was like call. I didn't really have a question. However,
right.
As you're talking about money, this year has been a huge, I'm just going to call it a yo-yo.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a lot of changes. We lost our family home to flooding in the spring.
So
a lot of
sorry.
Things have been dealing with that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to start a business and move forward. And part of me, it's really weird, but it's almost like I feel lost and found all at the same time.
Yes, yes.
But I also took a huge leap of faith trying to start my business that it basically maxed out a credit card. I really am feeling like I'm doing okay, but then there's also this anxiety of, oh my God, what if something happens?
Yeah, and you know, for lack of a better metaphor, but it feels like you've been treading water and you're tired.
Oh God, yeah.
You know what I mean? You're just like, okay, I just got to keep my head up. Just keep my head up. Just got to keep my head above water. Like, that's the energy that I'm feeling that's pretty dominant, that's been there a while. You must be exhausted.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it feels like. So the first thing, Coral, is I don't know if you've worked with me before. I don't think so. I do also general reading. So I'm just going to do a real general reading for you. And the first thing they showed me was, as far as the flooding is concerned, it really put your priorities in order. Do you know what I mean? You were like, hey, this is really what's important. You know what I mean? Like, the fires here in California, you know, I have family members that lost their whole homes, and it's like, okay, well, we're safe and our pets are safe, and that's the most important thing. Like, it kind of reprioritizes, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to do my business now. Like, there's no time but the present. So there was that kind of push forward. But your heart, like, they keep taking me to your heart center, okay? As a lot of women are, like Dee and me, you're very A-type woman. You know what I mean? You're a masculine and the feminine, right? Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And your heart has closed down. And that's why you're fighting so hard, because you're cutting off your power source, which is your heart, right? So the first thing I'm going to do with you right now is just decide. It's like you've had so much heartbreak that you had to shut it down. Like, I can't take it anymore, so I'm cutting it off. So much loss, so much pain, I'm done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's, there it is. Thank you. That's what just needs some attention right now, is opening that heart and letting yourself grieve and not trying to push through so hard. Because it's been hard, and you're a powerhouse, and you did it, and you got through it. But now you can let go. And really let the universe do its part for you. You don't have to do it all.
It's definitely been an emotional roller coaster.
Yes. Yes. I can feel that. And it all gave you extreme clarity on who you want to be. And that's why I think you started the business. But you just weren't really in the fully open space yet. You weren't 100% ready. So you forced it a little bit. So it's just been a little rough up and down, like you said, right? Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it's like I'm trying to move forward and nothing really just seems to be landing. It just is very chaotic.
Okay.
As I try to move, it's like it's just not working. So I kind of back off, but then I feel like I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Well, what you're doing is you're not doing the creation work. You're doing the physical work. You're doing the external action, but you're not doing the internal work. So one of my favorite things Abraham says is 15 minutes of visualization is more powerful than 16 hours of hard labor. So
okay.
You need to start doing your 15 minutes. And so what is your business?
Well, it's somewhat similar to what you guys do. It's called Conscious Empowerment. And what I'm trying to do is to help people learn about spiritual, or, you know, universal laws and principles to be able to apply it to their lives and create.
Okay, so why aren't you doing that?
I feel like I am, but like it's like,
here's your,
like you said,
here's your indicator,
water.
Coral. If you don't feel good, you're not doing it. And the first manifestation is, I feel good. I'm in the flow. I'm open. I'm loving. I'm appreciating, then I'm doing it. Now, if I'm ornery and I go, ooh, what does this make me know I want? I'm still doing it, because then I'm reaching for feeling better. But you've been overwhelmed and trying to do it for everyone else and not doing it for yourself.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I think that your focus has been so outside of you that you need to turn that inward. Who am I? What do I want to be? How do I want to create? And wow, let me give myself permission to mourn and release, because I don't want to take this shit with me. excuse my language, I don't want to take the grief with me, the loss with me. I want to take the abundance I've created on the other side of that loss, because we know that when that loss is great, on the other side, there's more to gain. You've expanded your desire for abundance and more to gain and success and stuff. All the stuff you lost, there's 10 times to gain in your escrow. That's okay. The benefit, quote unquote, of loss, is it adds something into your escrow the reason you feel so terrible is you're not going with it. You're dragging your feet. So let me see if there's one more thing I can give you. So opening your heart, consciously going, who do I want to be? What do I want to create every day, 15 minutes minimum? And there it is, knowing your value. Knowing your value is not what you're doing, it's who you are. My value, abundance just comes because I'm being me, because I'm loving myself and I'm here to uplift people. And I believe in conscious empowerment. I love the idea of empowering people. I love the idea of everybody being abundant and be able to create their abundance. I love the idea of me creating my own abundance. I love the idea of me going, hey, I went through this horrible experience and this is what came out at the end. This is what I created instead. You see what I mean?
Okay. I feel like I have been doing that, but also I can kind of see where I really have. It's like a pinky toe in the water. I'm not really all there with it. I'm scattered in so many directions.
Yeah, and your heart.
I have been so emotional.
And that's great. Yeah, it's cracking you open, sweetie. It's cracking you open.
Yeah.
And that's why your heart needs to open and let it all move through you. Emotions are supposed to move through, not get locked in. And I think you've just locked them in. And that's why you're in constant battle, it feels like. So,
okay, is there something else? Because I feel like I've just been letting them come up and I've just been being with them and I let them come through. Is there something am I not releasing them?
It feels like you get out of your power and you close your heart off. It's like you feel the emotion and you're like, okay, that's enough. Shutting it down. You know what I mean? And you close your heart again. And the challenge for you is keeping your heart open and going and staying in your empowerment instead of feeling like you're getting punched in the face by the world, remembering that you're the creator and that everything that's coming to you is coming to you as a result of what you've been thinking and feeling, right? So the house flooding, do you know how that got created?
Energetically, I think I do.
Okay.
It was totally a fluke, and we live on a river. That house has been there for almost 70 years. There's never been a flood, and it was totally a fluke, but I can see how maybe as a family energy, how this is all going.
Sure.
I had actually moved from the house, and my mother and my grandmother are still there, and they were very stuck and very much in a rut, and they needed to move, and they weren't, and literally got pushed.
It's a cleansing.
And I do understand that part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what do you think the emotional trigger is for you? What is the biggest thing that you feel the discomfort about in your heart?
It's all about memories of the past. I grew up in a very, very loving family when I was a child, and now a lot of them have passed, and the people who are left are not very loving.
Well, and what does that make you know you want? What does that make you want to create?
That love. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. And that's why the heart center keeps coming up, because the people here are like, eh. And so it keeps shutting your heart down because they're on the attack and defensive. And I always say that the angry ones, the bitter ones, stay here longer, right? Because ones are like, oh, back to source, see you later, I'm good, you know? I totally get that. But this is about you not going to the same place they go, because you're closing down like they are instead of opening more and loving them where they are anyway. because that's who you really are.
And it
are.
Makes me question everything about me. Like, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing, or is the reason that I'm not working
and
out because that's not what I'm supposed to be doing?
Well, you're supposed to do whatever the hell you want. There is no supposed to. It's only wanted or unwanted. If I want to do it, then I'm supposed to. If I don't want to, then I'm not supposed to. If
okay.
I'm called to something, it's a yes. If I'm not, it's a no. But it's owning that you are, it's really like, if you want to teach this, you got to be it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And
yes.
That's what's missing. That's why it's not moving.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
That
world.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Thanks, girl.
So
we could do it 2 hours. So thank you so much. Good luck with everything.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Next, I have Iris in Philly. Hi.
Hi, Nadia. How are you?
Good, good. How can I help you today, sweetie?
I'd just like some clarity. Had an incident last Sunday. My boyfriend, he's a bartender. He was coming home from work really late. Saturday night, Sunday morning, and got like assaulted and
wow.
Came home all like, you know,
oh, terrifying,
bloody, horrible. And he had a big bump in the head and
so scary.
Has no idea what happened. And I spent all day with him in the ER and so he's recovering really, really well physically.
Great.
He's bounced back great. So it's a couple things. One, pretty freaked out about the medical bill we're expecting. And two, it's triggering some PTSD with my mom's fatal car accident a couple of years ago. So it's been quite
so
a week.
Yeah. So what is the common denominator of the belief, which is something outside of me can come in and attack me and take me down?
Or the people I love.
Or the people I love, as a result, takes you down, right? So
right. Yeah.
If it takes the people I love down, it takes me down. And it's
out
of nowhere, and I can't control it, and it's terrifying, and now money. So it's the belief in power outside of yourself. With your boyfriend, do you mind giving me, I don't need his name if you're not comfortable, but the month and day of his birth?
November 6th.
Okay, deeply sensitive man.
Yeah.
Deeply sensitive, sweetheart of a guy. But he gets the same thing as you, not fully in his power.
Right.
And that has been a weakness in his life, being as sensitive as he is. It's been perceived as a weakness, or he perceived it as a weakness, I should say, better said. And there's a little bit of that, you know, victim energy that he's holding, and so is your mom.
Yeah.
You know, the money stuff feels, believe it or not, separate. I don't know that you're super concerned. I think you're like, hey, the most important thing is that he's okay. And I think that's really, and the money's going to be what it is. And I think you can kind of hold that perspective. But the financial constraints feels like they were there before, which is both of you. And you guys both have this sort of, lack of a better word, commitment to your financial constraints. Okay. So I
we just got out of grad school like a year, almost, less than 2 years ago. So we're like we're in transition about like what are our lives.
Right. Right. And you both
big question.
Give a lot. Yeah. You guys give a lot of energy to, we don't have in our debt. And da-da-da-da. There's a lot of energy, not in what do we want to create.
Right.
And I get it. It's hard sometimes, especially with men, to be like, you know, it feels like you're in fantasy land going, but you have to be willing to go there with him because he can go there. He has the depth and the capability. And I would say you just got to start planting the seeds with him because he's going to be a great asset if you guys really line up together. And it can be a big healing because you guys have both have a lot of the same stuff, Iris. A lot.
I know.
Oh my God, you're so much alike. I feel like you really share a lot of your wounding. And so you got to be careful with that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, just it's ironic because if our outward personalities are so different, it's funny
right.
that were very compatible, but, and that's when it happened, I realized, you know, just like one core belief was just like not, like a, there's a worthiness thing or like I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong, that one, you know.
Yeah, and also you guys both struggle with your power and knowing your like I said in the beginning, knowing your value. And,
yeah,
you know, what is it that he wants to do to create for himself?
Well, he could do a lot of things. I think that that's maybe part of the, you know, we went to like this crazy clown school that feels very like it's very fringy and esoteric and alternative. And now we're trying to out in the real world figure out how that brings in money and meets like practical needs. So I don't.
Well, and here's the point is sitting down together and going, what do you love? Because if you're doing what you love, the money will come. And knowing that you're drawn to something for a reason, and if you want abundance from it, it will come. And I believe in you, and you need to be that person for him and you. And
yeah.
I lovingly say, this is going to sound terrible, but I have to tell you, he created this as a way to sort of go, okay, I don't want to deal with life, and here's an excuse. I'm in the hospital. I was attacked. I don't have to participate. Do you know what I'm saying? I have a really good excuse to not move forward.
Yeah.
You know, and I hate to say that, but this is why we create these things.
Right.
You know?
No, I mean, it's what he's been, still been going to work. It's,
but he doesn't
want
to.
Right.
So here's a really good reason not to go to work that I don't like, the job I don't like, that I'm just doing to make money, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And so we will do whatever it takes because he's so conflicted because he wants to make the money, but he doesn't believe he can do it while doing what he loves, and you have the same stuff.
Yeah.
So what do you want to create?
Yeah. Well, I'd like to do something that involves teaching, something that involves theater, something that involves my art, and something that involves spirituality.
So it's already done. Yours is closer than his. Yours is closer than his. So 15 minutes a day. What do I know I want? This is what I want. I'm an uplifter. I'm a teacher. I love theater. I love working with people, kids, adults. I don't care who are excited to learn, that are on the same page as me, that I have something to give them. Get that train going.
Yeah.
Get that train going, Iris. Do not get lazy. You cannot afford to. I tell people all the time, the energy right now will punch you in the face physically or figuratively. Okay? Like,
right.
It's
yeah.
intense right now. It's intense for people. I mean, one of my best friends broke his hand out of nowhere. Like, he's like, are you kidding me? I was like, yeah, that's how it's going right now. Like it's
yeah.
insane, the energy. So I'm telling people, I'm like, now is the time. It's go time. You cannot waste another second. So today, when you get off the phone, sit with him, sit with yourself 15 minutes every day.
Okay.
And if you find yourself going, ooh, the bills for the money, let's say you feel negative emotion around that, right?
Yeah.
You go, stop. I'm ready to bring in more abundance. It's just money. He's healthy. That's the most important thing. This just made my desire for more money even stronger, and I'm ready to let that in. That's the conversation with yourself. Not
right.
just give in to what is and letting it put you in a panic.
Yeah, I had the thought of this. I just imagine, like, if I took out the money for, because I'm really good at making money at something I don't love. That's, I know.
Sure, exactly.
That's
yeah.
kind of common.
Well,
that's
what your belief is. I believe I can make money doing something I hate. I don't believe I can make money doing something I love, when really your abundance lies in something you love. Believe
right,
that.
Right. So if I think if I just take out the money for, if I never had to worry about money, what would I do? You know, how would I spend my time?
Yeah, and so ironically, what you want to do will make you money because you want to be a teacher. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Think bigger. Think more expanded. Think online. Think the world. Don't think you have to physically show up. This is what I tell people all the time. My business, I started 17 years ago doing it by donation only. I've never advertised, only word of mouth, and I have people all around the world. I don't leave my house. Okay.
Right.
I don't leave my house. So you can create it however you want. Because for me, when I had kids, I was like, I want to be at home. So I'm going to create it that way. So I used to see people in person, and I don't anymore. I don't see people in person anymore. And that's because that's what worked for me, you know? And so think about really what you want and open to other possibilities. And I'm telling you, Iris, you're going to be the one that turns this around before your man.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Start being the teacher now. Start being the teacher now. Okay.
All right. Oh, thank you so much, Nadia. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Iris. No problem. Good luck. I hope you feel better soon.
Thank you.
No problem. Okay. Next, we have Phyllis in New Mexico. Hi, Phyllis.
Hey, Nadia. How are you?
Good. How can I help you today?
Good. Yeah, I'll take a general. Why not?
Okay. Let's see what's going on. All right, Phyllis. What's going on with you today? I have things for Phyllis. Day. All right. Well, it feels like the storm has passed and that we're kind of at a new place, and it almost feels like you kind of don't know what to do with yourself. You know, when there's a lot going on, it's almost like there's two places that people get anxiety: when they're in overwhelm and when they don't know what to do with themselves, because you feel like you have anxiety going on. Are you aware of what it's about?
No, not at all.
All right, let's see where this anxiety is. Anxiety. Where's the anxiety right now? Did it just pop in your head?
Well, I have to finish a thesis, but I didn't think I felt anxiety about that anymore. And then I...
Okay, so then what? What happens when the thesis is done?
Yeah, I need to move on to the next thing. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. What do I do after that?
Yeah.
Then what? What's the next thing?
Are you asking me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, kind of as I start this third, I call it this third stage of my life, I just want to do all the things I want to do as far as with the writing, the photography, and teaching.
Right. And that means you really got to start putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
Now there's no more excuses, right? And so I think there's a little anxiety that's not going to make you happy, or it's not, you know. So, because when you name all the things you just named, you said photography, what else?
Writing.
Mm-hmm.
Teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And then going back overseas to live.
Overseas. Okay. So which one of those, photography, writing, teaching, or going overseas, which one do you feel the best about?
Oh, photography.
Yeah, that's one that one lit up for me as well. It's funny because the rest of it feels like work. Photography is the only one that doesn't feel like work, that feels like ease, that feels like fun.
Yeah,
that feels like
your
channel.
Okay.
What?
That's what I'm getting too. I needed to publish a book, but it's like, you know.
Yeah, it's work. There's more resistance around the other thing. And I think the photography will lead to more inspiration in the writing.
Yes.
I feel like
one
will feed the other, because the photography, it's like you're really in your channel. You're just like, I love that. Ooh, that's beautiful. It's like that's the energy. With writing, it's like, I must create something from nothing. Instead, with photography, I'm just capturing a beauty. I'm just capturing something that's already there.
Oh,
that's
good.
Look for things that are beautiful. That's it. That's my job. Look for things that I find beautiful. And that's the perspective you really want in your life in general, is I think you're, you know, a workhorse and you like to be productive and get things done. But when you're in your photography, that's the energy you want to do everything in. That's the energy you want to be in the writing. You show me the beauty, and I'm just going to write it down.
Yeah, you know, I had that feeling because I flew to L.A. last weekend just for a day trip to shoot an event, and it was like so easy, like
so easy
crazy
for you.
Crazy in LA.
Like I said, yeah, all I get to do is see the beauty and take a picture of it. Not so hard. I mean, for me it's hard because I'm not a photographer, but for you it's not. You know, and it really puts you in your channel. Because you're not in your head. And that's your biggest issue, Phyllis, is your anxiety is in your head. And you don't mean to, but when you get into the writing, you stop going to your channel and you start going to your head. And that's where I think the anxiety comes from, because when you're in photography, I don't feel it at all. I don't feel any of that anxiety at all or resistance.
Yeah, and I keep thinking maybe once I just get the degree over with, it's not that big of a deal. Just finish it. It's done.
Just finish it. You're done.
And
yeah.
I can go back. Yeah, I can go back to having fun with writing.
And I would, yeah, and I would sit down and go, what do I really want? I want my life to be filled with passion, inspiration, abundance, and flow. And maybe photography, writing, teaching, and moving overseas, maybe that's all part of it, but show me the way. Show
right.
me the way
oh, yeah.
there instead of this is the things I'm going to do and finish, you know.
Right. Okay, that gives me clarity, and I kind of had an inkling about all that stuff too.
Okay, good, Phyllis. Thank you.
Okay, all right, thanks, Nadia.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I only have a couple minutes left, so we got Ryan in San Diego. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Nadia. My birthday is on Tuesday, so I'd like a general.
Oh, happy birthday, Mr. Virgo. My youngest son is a Virgo. My goodness. He's crazy, but I love him to pieces. Okay, anxiety for you too, my friend. It's so funny how you and Phyllis came right next to each other. Again, very similar to Phyllis. You have a strong mental body. And what that means is you have you're very intelligent. You have a lot going on in your mind. And I think it's been where you're very comfortable. It's been that's where you're in your power, when you're in your head. You know what I mean? Because you're smart, you're articulate, you can get things across. But it's not gotten you the joy that you're really seeking and the freedom you're really seeking. Yes?
Absolutely.
All right, so your mind is super powerful, and what you have with your superpower, Ryan, is your ability to focus. You have a very strong focus, and you're not really using it for good. You're not using it. You're definitely focusing on what's in front of you and not what you want to create. And I'm not sure, what is it, the one thing you want to create that you can think of that isn't here yet?
A successful photography business.
Okay, so look at you and Phyllis. You're like besties. You're like very similar. The photography.
I was like, yeah, everything you were saying for her, I'm like, that's for me
yeah.
too.
Yeah, and so are you doing something else besides photography?
Yeah, at the moment I work as a table game supervisor in a casino.
Yeah, you are not liking that. You're hating it.
Not at all.
So, yeah, you're hating it. So also it brings you anxiety. The job brings you anxiety. You feel like an introvert to me, Ryan, organically.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. It's very taxing for you to go to this job energetically. It drains you. So then when you try to go do, you'll be inspired. You're like, ugh, you know? So I would try to find a way to really open yourself up and find that time and use the casino as inspiration. Because there's a lot of cool things that you're missing there for inspiration. So instead of going there for your job, go there and go, show me my inspiration. Because I think the people there, not sure what you photograph, are going to inspire your vision. There's a reason you're there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go, I'm going to open to why I'm here and open to knowing that I'm good enough to make money doing what I love doing.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds fantastic.
Okay, good. I'm sorry to cut you off, but they're very strict about that. I have to cut it off in 20 seconds here. So thank you so much, Ryan, and hopefully next time I'll chat with you more. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much, and the D will be back next week, and you can call into my show next week on the 7th at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, intuitionbynadia.com. You guys have an amazing Sunday, and I'll chat with you soon.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation.
Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.